Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into our program, Do You Really Know Your Bible, with Apostle Dr. C. N. Terrell, Presiding General Overseer of Apostolic Truth Ministries Worldwide. Eternal Righteous Heavenly Father, we count it a privilege to come to this study today. Father, we pray you'll bless it now, have you win everything. We pray in Yahweh Hosha's name. Hallelujah. We are still on the Smyrnian Age. This is part 10, and we're still talking about the consecrated spirit. They are like children of Israel who came out of Egypt and stopped short of the promised land. Now, these children of Israel left Egypt about 2 million strong. They all journeyed together, all saw the same miracles of Yahweh, all partook of the same manna and water from the smitten rock. All followed the same cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, but only two reached the promised land. Only two were true or real believers. That is correct, because the word tells us that the rest died because of unbelief. Because of unbelief, they cannot enter in. Hebrews 3:19. Then since that is so, and only two entered, then the rest were not true believers. What made the difference? Two stayed with the word. When the hearts of the 10 spies failed at Kadesh Barnea, Joshua and Caleb did not stagger, for they believed the word and said, "We are more than able to take the land." They knew they could because Yahweh had said, "I've given you this, the land." After those Israelites saw of the power and goodness and deliverance of Yahweh, they did not enter into rest, which is a type of the consecrated spirit. So you can see right now that very few will ever believe all the way to receive the spirit of Yahweh. All right, we have come this far. Now I want to go further, and when I do, I know I'm going to cause some emotions to arise. But that is something I am not responsible for. I am responsible to Yahweh and his word and the people and Yahweh has sent me to. I have to be faithful in all he gives me to say. In John 6:37-44 says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. No man can come to me except the Father draw him, and I'll raise him up at the last day." John 1:12-13. "But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of Yahweh, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of Yahweh. Ephesians 1, 4, and 5. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be righteous and without blemish before him, in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahweh Hoshu Messiah to himself, according to the goodwill of his pleasure. Now, without getting too involved in the subject of sovereignty of Yahweh, for that would take many sermons in itself, let me point out here that according to these verses, Yahweh Hoshu the Messiah is choosing his own bride just the same as men choose their brides today. The bride today does not simply decide she is going to take a certain man for a husband. No, sir. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. John 15, 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, according to the word of Yahweh, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world. This choosing of the bride was purposed in himself. Ephesians 1, 9, and in Romans 9, 11, it says, the purpose of Yahweh, according to the election, might stand. You can't read it any other way. The heart purpose, the eternal purpose of Yahweh was to take a bride of his own choosing, and that purpose was in himself. And in becoming eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. Watch carefully now, and see that before this was ever a speck of stardust, before Yahweh and was Yahweh is an object of adoration, and no one was there to worship him. So he was at that time only ultimately Yahweh, and he was known only as the eternal spirit. The bride was already in his mind. The eternal thoughts of Yahweh, let us ask you, are the thoughts of Yahweh eternal? If you can see this, you will see many things. Yahweh is unchangeable in both essence and behavior. We have studied that and proven that already. Yahweh is infinite in his abilities. As therefore, as Yahweh must be omniscient, he is essential omniscient, that he is not now learning, nor is he taking counsel even with himself now, is he at any time adding in his to his knowledge. If he can add to his knowledge, then he is not omnipotent. See how this works? Yahweh already has his thoughts for Adam. Adam has his thoughts which yet unexpressed. Psalms 139, 15, and 16 will give you a little idea of this. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet before being unperfect and in the book were all members written, which in continuous was fashioned, when as yet there was none of them, that as I said were not written about Adam, but it is given you the idea and knowledge that the thoughts were there. Then in his mind that the thoughts were eternal and had to be expressed. So when Adam was formed of the dust of the earth, and in his spiritual being created by Yahweh, then Adam became Yahweh's thought expressed, and those eternal thoughts are now manifested. Now, if we say that he has chosen us in him, Yahweh Hoshu, before the foundation of the world, that means that we were right with him in the mind and thought of Yahweh before the foundation of the world. That gives us an eternal quality to the elect. You can't get away from that. But to go on, these elect were not only in the eternal thoughts of Yahweh, those which were to be expressed in the flesh in their due season, but these same elect are called by another name. In Romans 4, 16, therefore, it is It is a faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be shared to all the seed, not to the only which is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Abraham, who is the father of us all. Then he goes on to not only narrow down his definitions, but rather to finalize it in Galatians 3. He identifies the seed singular with the Abahosha and counts the seed children as children of the promise, and promise in doing so with election or the choosing of Yahweh. And that is exactly what we have been saying. These who are of the royal seed with the elect of Yahweh are the predestined foreknowing of Yahweh, were in the mind of Yahweh and his thoughts. In very plain language, the true bride of Messiah was in the mind of Yahweh eternally, though not expressed until each came forth in the design decree season. Now then, here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos, Yahweh, was manifested in the Son, and in Yahweh Hosha dwells all the fullness of the deity, and eternally one was the Father manifested in flesh, and therefore gained the title of Son. Even so, we eternally in thought, in our turn, because of the many members of spoken word seed manifested in flesh, and those eternal thoughts are manifested in the flesh in the sons of Yahweh. Now here comes our triumph capstone on the baptism with the consecrated spirit. Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of the time was come, Yahweh sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to whom redeemed them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of the son and become, and because ye are sons, Yahweh hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, though thou are no more servants, but a son, if a son, then an heir of Yahweh, through Messiah. There it is. Yahweh Hosha came forth, died on the stake, and accomplished redemption and restoring to the original owner by means of purchase or paying the price. And so we see that. I hope you are beginning to see it now. Perhaps you can understand now why I don't hold with the fundamentalists and the Pentecostals. I hold to the word of the way Yahweh revealed it. Now I did not cover it all. That would take a separate many sermons. But by the help of Yahweh, we will get many sermons and on all these points to help you understand and dovetail a scripture. This is my earnest prayer for all. May we hear what the Spirit is bringing from the Word for us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time we can learn your Word and know what it has to say. We pray you'll bless us, guide us, lead us into more of your truth. This we pray in Yahweh Hosha's majestic name. Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah.